CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 28th of December, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Dr. Julian Ganaway, G3YGF, is now Silent Key. You can become a member of the RSGB Legacy Committee and the RSGB 2026 Convention Planning Team opens the call for proposals. It's with great sadness that we share the news that Dr. Julian Ganaway, Golf 3 Yankee Golf Foxtrot, is now Silent Key. He volunteered for the RSGB over many years, most recently on the RSGB Examination Standards Committee, and as a corresponding member of the Spectrum Forum. He was made an RSGB Honorary Life President after serving as RSGB President in 1989. Julian's contribution to amateur radio was widespread, and we will share a fuller tribute in due course. The RSGB Legacy Fund has resources available to encourage and develop amateur radio. It is overseen by the Legacy Committee, which is a subcommittee of the RSGB Board. The Legacy Committee considers applications from individuals and groups and advises the RSGB Board in reaching its funding decision. It is currently looking for a new member to support this important work to help amateur radio move forward. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. Have you been involved in some research or part of a project that will take amateur radio to new audiences? Maybe your organisation is working to encourage young people into STEM careers and supporting the radio engineers of the future. Perhaps you have discovered something new in amateur radio or have helped to make the hobby more inclusive and accessible. The Society has started planning its 2026 convention and is offering radio amateurs the opportunity to propose a presentation or a practical activity and be part of the weekend's program. Submit your proposal on these or any other topics by sending the title and at least a one-paragraph summary of your suggestion to convention@rsgb.org.uk. Time is running out to be part of two opportunities to make an impact with the RSGB. The Society is seeking a full-time, highly motivated operations manager to be part of its senior leadership team. Based at the RSGB headquarters in Bedford, it is also looking for a new contractor or agency to work with to support the development of RSGB advertising and contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms. If you are professional, proactive and excited by either of these opportunities, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/careers to find out more. The application deadline for both is the 4th of January 2026. A reminder that the RSGB headquarters is closed over the festive season and opens again for business at 8:30 a.m. on Monday, the 5th of January, 2026. The exams booking system will remain open at rsgb.org/exampay. Join the festive season so you can book exams to take on the 5th of January onwards. The RSDB National Radio Centre will be operating reduced opening hours and will shut its doors at 2 p.m. on New Year's Eve and remain closed on New Year's Day. In addition to this, it will be shut for essential maintenance works on the 5th and 6th of January. Outside these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Youngsters on the Air Month 2025 has been filled with activity from young people using special call sign GB25YOTA. Before the year ends, there's still time to listen out for operators from the RSGB Outreach Team, Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club, the 2nd Marlborough Scouts, Hilderston Radio Society, and John M0NOJ. View the operating schedule at rsgb.org/YOTA-month, and the RSGB would like to thank everyone who has been involved with YOTA Month, from supervising young radio amateurs to making QSOs with them. If you've been involved with the event and would like your activity to be in a special feature in the March edition of RadCom, email your photos and report to radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 23rd of January. Give something back to the amateur radio community in 2026 by becoming an RSGB volunteer. The Society has a number of opportunities to suit different interests and experience. If you'd like to use your skills to help strengthen the future of amateur radio and to provide services for other radio amateurs, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Please note, there will be no GB2RS broadcast on Sunday the 4th of January, but many newsreaders will be holding informal Mets in their usual broadcasting slots. Yes, Sean and I will be doing that. Now details of rallies and events. Sparkford Radio Rally is taking place today at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, BA22 7QX. The doors are open from 9:30 a.m. and admission costs £2. Refreshments and free parking are available on site. For more details, you could contact Luke on 07870 168 197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. It's probably a bit late to do that now. On Sunday the 25th of January, Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, K-Store Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables or for more information, contact Steve, M5ZZZ, on 0777 7699 069, or email mike5zulu@outlook.com. Now the special event news. A series of special event stations is on the air from the Netherlands during the festive period. Recently, the, wait for it, Papa Delta 25 Hotel Oscar station was worked on the 20-meter band using SSD. More information about this station and the others in the series can be found on QRZ.com. And yes, the call is actually that long. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September, 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL, via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. For more information, visit the GB70RS page at QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Todd, AF4CZ is active as Tango Golf 9/AlphaFoxtrot 4 Charlie Zulu from Guatemala until the 5th of January. He's operating mainly using FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 10 meter bands. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL and ClubLog. Yannick F6FYD is active as Charlie November 2 Yankee Delta from Marrakesh, Morocco until the 31st of March next year. You can find him using SSB on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL via F6FYD direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge started at 1500 UTC yesterday and ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 meter band, the extent is your 4 character locator. And today, the RSDB 70 MHz Christmas contest runs from 1500 till 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. Tomorrow, 29th of December, the RSDB 144 MHz Christmas contest runs on 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, and locator. And also tomorrow, the RSDB Youth Team will be active with the Golf Bravo Zero Yankee call sign. Join the IARU Youth on the Air contest. The exchange is signal report and operator age. More information about the contest is available at ham-yota.com/contest. On Tuesday the 30th, the RSDB 432 MHz Christmas contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 3rd of January, the RSDB 80 and 40 meter CW contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC. Using CW on the 80 and 40 meter bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. And also on Saturday, the Marconi Club's QSO party runs from 0700 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Listen for operators calling CQ Mike Charlie Delta. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G3YLA on Tuesday, December the 23rd, 2025. We've had some solar ups and downs over the past week. A high-speed stream from a large coronal hole has kept the KP index high, and the solar flux index has been relatively low due to a lack of sunspots. The coronal hole has been huge, covering from the sun's south pole right up to and past the solar equator. Nevertheless, there's been DX about, including PZ3OZ in Suriname on 80 meters FT8 and 40 meters CW, ZS7ANF in Antarctica on 30 meters CW, and TG9ADM in Guatemala on 10 meters CW. Also spotted have been some of the 12 Days of Christmas stations in the United States, including W2R/5 in Arizona on 15 meters CW. Let's take a look at HF propagation over the next 2 weeks. According to NOAA, we may be in for a bumpy ride. The KP index is predicted to rise to 6 on the 30th of December and stay high until early January. Meanwhile, at the same time, the SFI is predicted to rise to 170. The best time for HF may be after the 3rd of January, when the KP index is predicted to fall to a more reasonable 2 to 3, while the SFI remains in the 150 to 160 range. There should be plenty of activity on HF, with the GQRP Club's winter sports running up to the 1st of January, and a whole range of contests, from the RSGB's AFS-CW contest from 1300 hours UTC to 1700 hours UTC on the 3rd of January, to the Marconi Club ARI Luano QSO party from 0700 hours UTC to 2100 hours UTC, also on the 3rd of January. Keep an eye on www.contestcalendar.com for updates. We hope you have a happy new year and look forward to bringing you more HF propagation news in 2026. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The Christmas week saw brief cold easterly around Christmas Day, then milder air returned around the top of the large area of high pressure. We go through the next week with the high pressure just to the north or west of Britain, and this will bring a more northerly flow across the country, and although initially milder, it will become much colder again for the second half of next week. Since it's primarily a high pressure week, there's always a chance of tropo, but not everywhere. It's suggested you look for regions of cloud and fog for the best parts, since it shows there's moisture under the inversion. Good thing for tropo. The solar conditions are likely to offer prospects for aurora. This period is between two meteor showers, with the second one, the Quadrantis, peaking on the 4th at the end of next week. Finally, a note to follow up on last week's heads up for the midwinter sporadic E. It's certainly worth checking for digital modes and quite possibly for SSB and CW on 10 and 6 meters if there are signs of activity. For EME operators, moon declination is rising again and path losses are decreasing as we head towards perigee on the 2nd of January. That's when the moon is closest to Earth. 144 MHz sky noise remains low until the 14th to 18th of January. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Now, this week it's news of meetings, not nets, for my coverage area and all of Wales, starting with the South West. On Tuesday, from 7:30pm, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Tomorrow, that's the 29th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club has its social meeting at the Quarterjack in Wells from 2pm. And North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7pm, talks start at 8pm. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. And the club is holding free workshops for all local radio amateurs over the winter months. The next workshop, An Introduction to RayNet, is being held on Wednesday, the 28th of January, and starts at 7:30pm. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5ST, from 7:30pm. Touchstone District Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Llanelli Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a meeting at the Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall from 7 p.m. on Thursday, New Year's Day. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 and 9 p.m. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTV retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, when we may speak over the air, but there will be no news. The next GB2RS news will be on the 4th of January, 7-3. Have a good week. Happy New Year, come to that. From the GB2RS news team.